it'll pick you up.
Okay. Well, actually, my earliest memory kind of spawns from one of my very first beers as well. When I was about, I was almost 3 years old, I had developed a staph infection in my lymph nodes, and it had sent the infection through my whole body, so I was very sick, and I winded up being admitted to the hospital for about a week. But what my memory is my earliest memory that I can remember is waking up in the hospital my first night there, and my parents and nobody being around. And I was terrified, I started screaming, and nurses came in. And I saw all of these strange faces that weren't there when I first got to the hospital. And so I was hysterical. They winded up calling my mom, and my mom had to come and spend the night with me. Well, she winded up staying there, but eventually she had to leave and go to work and check on things. And I would always remember waking up and my mother not being there and being terrified. And they had given me an IV, and I received antibiotics a whole week on this IV. And so I was miserable. I had cords hanging out of my body, and I didn't understand. And so I was trying to pull them out. And eventually, I remember one time having to be restrained, because I was trying to get these IVs out of my leg. And I actually still have scars from where I had pulled them out.
Oh, man.
And I remember it eventually got so bad they had to lance my lymph node. And I was moving. Both of my parents were there holding me down, and blood was going everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And my mother had on a white blouse. She had blood all over her blood. There was blood all over the floor, all over the walls, all over the sheets. And I remember crying. And after it was all over with, I reached up for my mom, and she grabbed me. She was crying. And I remember I was crying too, and I said, "Why did you let them do this to me?" And she, to this day, she still remembers this just as vividly as I do. And we talk about it, and she said, "You made me feel worse that day than I had ever felt in my life." But I remember being scared more so than even the pain,
yeah,
because they had me on a lot of pain medication.
Yeah.
But it was just the sight, all of this blood was coming out everywhere. I woke up several times in a room by myself. And they winded up putting me in a room with a young boy who had cancer. He was about 10 years old. But to me, I thought he was an adult.
Yeah.
And so after about 2 days of me throwing hysterical fits of being by myself, they put me in with this little boy who had cancer. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night and seeing him. And he was attached to all kinds of machines and stuff too. And I remember thinking that he was like a cartoon or a robot or something, because he was, you know, in the middle of the night I would wake up and I would hear things beeping.
Right, right.
And he had all of the little monitors hooked up to him. But I still felt better because I wasn't in a room by myself.
Yeah.
But throughout that whole week, I remember very vividly throwing different types of tantrums and fits.
Yeah.
Because I was terrified. The worst one was when they had lanced my lymph node. So it's not a very happy story, but that's my very first memory.
Thank you so much.